WTOP now at 1010. A scathing report released this week from regulators at the Federal Transit Administration show what many Metro riders already know, that there are numerous safety and maintenance problems, ranging from poor training to understaffed track inspectors and maintenance teams to tracks that are simply unsafe. Joining us live to talk about this report, Federal Transit Administration Acting Administrator Carolyn Flowers. We thank you so much for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Good morning.
So your report says Metro has allowed trains to run over dangerous tracks on a regular basis. We had, as you know, a derailment last month. A lot of safety issues tied to the tracks have been uncovered recently, and the FTA is overseeing Metro now. So I guess the question is, why can we expect things to change now when they haven't for so many years?
Well, what I would say is that with the oversight that we're providing, and Metrorail is moving toward a more safer and reliable system. They have made positive changes. I think that they're not immediately obvious, but under the new leadership there, they're attacking some of these problems, and we're going to continue to oversee their safety efforts until Maryland, Virginia, and the District of Columbia fulfill their safety oversight obligations.
Now, some of the you mentioned that some of the things you pointed out this week, some corrections have been made. But what more does Metro need to do to address the many issues that were outlined in this report?
Well, our investigators found that the track inspectors need more adequate training, and also that they need more sufficient time for track inspection, which is a combination of access, and they also need resources dedicated to that effort.
I have to ask you, your inspectors found a lot of this months ago, but these systematic issues really have been around for a long time. Should you at the FTA be doing more to make sure that these things are fixed and are seen to their conclusion?
Well, that is the role that we're undertaking as the oversight agency. And so we're working with Metro to ensure that they address these problems. As you indicated, there have been deferred maintenance over a long period of time. And so they're now having to go back with their surges to address those issues and pull them up. And so that is an effort that Paul Witteveld and his team are addressing right now.
Until we see a new overarching structure that is developed by Maryland, Virginia, and the district that is focused on safety, what more, what more enforcement can the FTA provide to make sure that Metro continues to move in the proper direction?
Well, FTA can withhold or direct the use of federal funds, and we can restrict or prohibit Metrorail operations, such as imposing speed restrictions or shutting down some of the system.
Is that close to happening? I mean, it sounds like things are getting worse, not better.
Actually, we feel that things are turning around. Mm-hmm. We're working daily with Metrorail to ensure that they're addressing the issues during these surges. I believe they're going to be extending the surges to address more problems. Right now, we're just focused on the track issues under the current surges, but there's more that they have to do.
I mean, my goodness, there have been so many problems. What would have to happen in order for you to withhold federal funds or ask for further shutdowns? What more could go wrong?
Well, we're working with them on a daily basis to ensure that things don't get worse. And as I indicated, if there was any issues with substantial risk, personal injury to passengers or workers, we would take action.
Well, that'll have to be the final word. We hope that we can speak with you more in the future to talk about advancements and other problems that may be happening with Metro, and we appreciate you coming on to discuss this report with us this morning.
Thank you.
That is Federal Transit Administration Acting Administrator Carolyn Flowers.